Mr. Chair, we'll rule this is in order. Dr. Moore, will you proceed?
Mr. Moderator, the committee was directed to study the basis of the Bible, the biblical basis for church union. In the meeting of the committee, we were unanimous in reserving our study to the biblical basis without regard to anyone else who might be interested in the practical problem of church union. The question did come up. It was resolved without any debate that our task had been assigned to study the biblical basis, and our committee presents this report as the result of our study. And whether the assembly wants to adopt it as the position of the assembly on this particular matter, or whether it wants to ignore it, is entirely up to the assembly.
Mr. Moderator, the effect of the two different motions, one would be to receive it as information, and the paper then, the committee's report, would not be the position of the assembly, just received as information, be printed in our books, but it would not be an officially adopted position. If you adopt the chairman's motion to adopt the report, then you're adopting the paper as the official position on as the biblical basis for church union.
The speaker, Mike 14, is recognized.
Mr. Moderator, brethren of the assembly, I am W.J. Stanway of Grace Presbytery. I have some misgivings about certain proposed church unions, but it seems to me that the point at which those misgivings should be expressed, in which I think I would concur with Mr. Llewellyn, would be at the point when the Interchurch Relations Committee makes its report with regard to a specific procedure towards church union. And I would urge at this point that the Assembly adopt the report presented by Mr. Moore rather than the substitute motion, that we act upon specific matters relating to the implementation of church union at the point of our hearing the report of the Interchurch Relations Committee.
You spoke against the substitute motion. Is there further discussion on the substitute motion? I'll ask the clerk to state the issue before we place this to vote.
Mr. Moderator.
Speaker, Mike 14 is recognized.
Todd Allen, Presbytery of Southern Florida. May I make a motion, a procedural motion? Make a motion that the substitute motion be postponed for consideration after the report of the Interchurch Relations Committee report is given.
Is there a second to this motion? Is there a second to this motion? Seconded, you may proceed, please.
In the light of what this brother just before me said, it seems to me that that is proper, that if we're going to get into the matter of discussing church union, it should come up at the point, we could consider this motion at the point in time where those of us perhaps who are not prepared at this time to consider that as a possibility right now, that this motion would be more applicable at that time. And that's the reason for my motion.
Mr. Moderator, the Committee on Interchurch Relations report hinges upon what you do with this first. In other words, their motion about whether we enter into conversation about church union and so forth, found on page 420, that motion hinges on whether the assembly adopts this report or not. And if it doesn't, then that motion wouldn't even come. And I don't think you can put it after. In other words, I don't think you can put this after the interchurch relations, but rather it still should be acted on before.
Well, in that case, I'm perfectly willing to withdraw the motion. I thought that it might help the matter before us to postpone it, but it's I'll accede to the moderator's ruling as what is the best procedure.
The speaker, Mike 13, is recognized. I'll call the question on the whole matter. The question has been called for. All who are in favor of calling for the question will please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no.
And Mr. Moderator, if I may state the question, if you desire to adopt the substitute, which would receive as information only and not adopt the paper, but add the additional statement that Mr. Llewellyn has made, and we'll have the recording clerk read that, then you should vote aye. If you're in favor of adopting the position, or as the position of the Assembly, the report of the ad interim committee, you should vote no on this and vote for the original motion. We ought to have the recording clerk read that.
The moderator is not sure about the vote on calling for the question. Will all those who would like to call for the question at this time, I beg your pardon, the speaker at mic 16 is recognized.
Mr. Moderator, make it.
I'm sorry, we've called for the question. It's out of order.
I was just drawing a point of order, Mr. Moderator. I was standing here at the mic for about 5 minutes before the substitute was even made and was not recognized.
I apologize to you and to the court. I did not recognize you then. I will recognize you now if there's no objection from the court. The speaker, Mike 16, is recognized.
I would just like to speak in opposition to the substitute. I think if you listen carefully to the wording, it says that church union is biblical but not essential. That which is biblical is essential. We should at least change the wording if we're going to say that it's not essential.
We will have the motion reread, gentlemen.
The report of the ad interim committee to study the biblical basis for church union be received as information, and that the Presbyterian Church in America adopts the following: that church union among brethren who hold the Reformed faith is biblical and to be desired, but is not essential to unanimity among the brethren.
Well, since we have reopened the discussion, sir, you may.
Thank you for the privilege. To explain what I mean by biblical, I mean biblically based, biblically founded, not an absolute command of Scripture that all churches who assent to the Westminster Standards must join in one denomination. There is certainly biblical basis, as Mr. Moore's report has beautifully set out before us. There is strong biblical inference for it, and I have sought to reflect this in the motion which I made. Therefore, in agreement with Mr. Moore's report, I have called it biblical. I have called it to be desired. Personally, I hope it comes about. If this passes now, I hope to withdraw a minority report which I wrote and at interchurch relations time, and I hope we go on with these things. But I do not want to go ahead laboring under the fact that it's a mandate or commanded, and so it closes with the statement, not essential to unanimity among the brethren.
Point of order. You are correct, sir. The question was called for, and we will now re-vote on the call for the question. The moderator was in doubt as to the number of votes. All those in order of calling for the question, please raise your hand. Hands down. All opposed. Motion carries. We are now proceed to vote on the substitute motion. Now, do you want to hear the substitute motion again? No. Okay. Shall we substitute? That's what you are voting on. All those in favor of substituting, please indicate so by raising your right hand. All opposed to substituting, please do likewise. The substitute motion fails. Back to the original motion. Mr. Moore?
The motion is before the House.
Okay. We're now
to vote on the...
Mr. Moderator, the question can only be called on the question that's before the House. And the question before the House was to substitute.
The debate is now open on the main motion, sir.
The speaker at mic 9 is recognized.
I call for question on the whole matter.
The question has been called for on the whole matter. All in favor of calling for the question on the whole matter, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion is carried.
Mr. Moderator, I'm very much opposed to the practice of anyone speaking after the question has been called. But the ruling of the moderator two nights ago with the stated clerk says I'm all wrong. So I'll take advantage of my being wrong. Thank you, Jim. I would like to say just this word. I find no biblical warrant for denominational division. I see nothing but men who have bad ideas dividing us. I cannot get along with the Baptists because they say I've never been baptized. Now, something is rotten in Denmark. And I can't get along with some people who say that I have a bad view of the Reformed faith. Well, that has to result in a division. But the idea that it is something that we can take or leave alone is utterly repugnant to this paper and, I believe, to the Word of God.
Is there further discussion?
No.
Okay. The question is now before you. Would you like to have the question as presented by the committee read to you again before you vote? The question before you is to adopt the report as presented by Reverend Moore. All in favor of adopting this report, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Aye.
The ayes have it, the motion carried.
Mr. Moderator, may I take advantage of my position to introduce a motion relative to the action of the committee,
but not as the chairman of the committee?
But I think it's...
May I read the motion and then have the chair rule? That the Sixth General Assembly express its appreciation to Westminster Theological Seminary for making available for distribution to the commissioners of the General Assembly with the handbook copies of the monograph, quote, by God's grace, the Church, end quote, by the Reverend Edmund P. Clowney, President of the Seminary. If I can get a second to it, and in order, I'd like to explain what took place. Is there a second? The motion's been seconded. Please. Mr. Moderator, in our study of this question, copies of that monograph were sent to members of the committee by the convener. After reading it, the committee was unanimous in suggesting that as an element of study for the commissioners of the Assembly, that monograph would be an excellent instrument. The public relations officer of the seminary was contacted, and he suggested that a special printing would be made for us and that monograph be made available. That explains why it was put with the handbook in the distribution. heard the motion as presented to the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there objection or question?
Hearing none, it's adopted.
Mr. Moderator, we're now back to the Christian Education Report. The reports have been distributed. So maybe you'd like to see the man. We'll now proceed to the report of the Committee of the Commission on Christian Education and Publications. Do all of you have copies of the report that was distributed? Anyone who does not have a copy? You need additional copies, first.
Mr. Moderator, while they're still distributing reports, I'd like to, as Jim Moore did, take advantage of my position. And since I'm in the moderator's desk, I suppose you won't do much about it. But I've been absent from the PCA assembly for 2 years. Now, because God moved me out of the heart of the PCA up into northwest Iowa, and I want to say how I praise God for the warmth of the fellowship and the joy that I have known in being in this assembly. It's good to be back home with you, brethren. Now, if our report has been distributed, I'll ask that you have it in hand along with your commissioner's handbook open to the report of the permanent committee, which begins on 7:01, and I will proceed. There's some yet that do not have copies. If you'll raise your hand, I'm sure we have plenty so that all commissioners may have one. I think Tom Llewellyn does not have one, is that right? Okay. Brethren, let us look to God in prayer. Almighty God, our Savior, Sovereign King and Lord over your church, we praise you for bringing into existence the Presbyterian Church in America. We praise you for your grace in succeeding years. We praise you for the level of maturity to which you have brought us. We acknowledge you, Lord, we are not yet perfect. We acknowledge and confess before you that we are men of passion and willfulness. But at this time, Lord, we want to be submissive to the Lord of the church and his word. And so we invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit in great power in our midst. We ask, Lord, that our debate and our thoughts in the debate will be honoring to you. We ask, Lord, I ask that our comments to one another that we are so prone to make will be God-honoring. When there's humor in the situation, Lord, help us see it and relieve the tension. But in holy and sacred matters, Lord,
deliver us from frivolity. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Following business was referred to the Committee of Commissioners. Minutes of the Permanent Committee meetings, as stated,
the report of the Permanent Committee, the audit report, two overtures from Covenant Presbytery, numbers 20 and 21 in your handbook, overture 6 from the 5th General Assembly, was carried over and referred to us this year, and a communication from Teaching Elder Richard Frazier of Central Florida Presbytery. When the Committee of Commissioners met, we met as a whole and received a report from the Permanent Committee of Christian Education and Publications regarding their work and regarding their challenge. The Committee of Commissioners then divided into 5 subcommittees to study the matters referred to us, and then we convened to act on these matters.
Just aside here, brethren,
we met with a heavy heart in reviewing the mandate of previous General Assemblies given to the CEP Committee. Their inability to fulfill the wishes and desires of the Assembly weighed heavily upon the Committee of Commissioners. In one set of minutes that we reviewed, we saw a financial priority policy that has been adopted by the Permanent Committee, and the Committee of Commissioners endorses this financial priority policy. And we commend the Committee for its responsible evaluation and programming of the work of the CEP Committee and staff. If we could have the lights over the stage up for just a moment, I will present to you that financial priority policy, because it is against this background that we work and we make our report. Can somebody at the back turn out the light in the auditorium for us?
Not the whole auditorium, just over the stage.
Just over the stage is what he's asking for.
That's fine.
Got to do it.
Fine, I do not want the Assembly to be totally in the dark. That's fine. You have heard in succeeding assemblies that the CEP Committee does not have enough money. So how do they pay the bills? In what order do they spend the money that the church gives them? The committee did not leave this to the judgment of the administrator. He needed help. And this is their policy, and I think you need to understand this. First, they will pay salary of their staff. You need to realize that the staff is composed of Charles and a writer consultant and an administrative manager of the office and a couple of secretaries. It's not a bloated type staff. The next thing they're going to pay is their rent and their electric bill and their phone bill, because that staff has to have a place to do its work. And you are not to think that they are in $12 or $15 or $20 a foot office space in Montgomery. I happen to know that they are in very economical space, although plus. But it's due to the generosity of the building owner that they are in it at a moderate cost. Then they recognize that we have a commitment to Great Commission publications as a denomination, as an act of a previous General Assembly that put us into the joint venture. Now, we're behind in our commitment, and they're not talking about making up what we're behind. They're talking about this month paying the commitment for this month, after they have paid the salaries and the rent. The next item is the messenger. You have said you want it. You have said you want it monthly. And that's well and good. I do too. And this is where it stands in their financial priority. Next, they'll pray for committee meetings. They have all kinds of committee meetings. The permanent committee, the subcommittee of the permanent committee, special committees like the 21-man theological subcommittee, a committee that was special committee that was appointed. You're going to learn later that that committee met twice at a cost of $6,500. The assembly needs to realize that when it gives the CEP committee a responsibility, it needs to provide it with the money to pay for it. Then they'll pay for staff travel. And finally, they're going to pay for other PCA obligations, such as the assembly expenses, the stewardship subcommittee assessment, and the assessment for the foundation. I present that to you just to let you know the background against which we have worked. There's one thing more that I would like to do with this transparency, and I would like to show you that the present level of support of the committee allows them to do this much. I do a line trying to be about a tenth of the way down Great Commission. Brethren, they don't have the money to do these things that the assembly has told them to do. And that was the weight on our heart, and it is, I say, is against that backdrop that we present our report to you. I think you need to be aware of where this committee stands. I wish to thank the moderator for lending me his mic and his chair for a few minutes. If you'll bear with me, I'll go back where I belong. We can have the lights back again, please. Please. We proceed then to the recommendations of the Committee of Commissioners. Brethren, if you don't want to be unduly confused, don't look at the recommendations of the Permanent Committee that are in the handbook. Just look at the report of the Committee of Commissioners, except when I refer you to some part of the body of the Permanent Committee's report. We've printed it all out here for you. To avoid confusion. Our first recommendation is that the minutes for the Committee of Christian Education and Publications of 9-12-77, 10-7-77-16-78, 3-10-78, and 6-19-78 be approved with exception. I so move, Mr. Moderator. You've heard the motion that the report of the chairman, it does not require a second. Is there a second or discussion? Let me just say, Mr. Moderator, if I may, the exceptions were of a minor technical nature. They have been put into the minutes of this committee to be sent to the permanent committee and to the city clerk with all of the papers of our committee. We did not think it necessary to print them in the report to the General Assembly. There are no objection or question. The motion is carried. I'm sorry, I'm out of order. Excuse me, Mr. Moderator. Mr. Moderator, thank you. I am surrounded by moderators. All right, I have to read it all before we can do any of it. So let's read, gentlemen. Number two, that the Reverend Charles H. Donahue be elected coordinator for the CEP for 1979 and that his staff be highly commended for the work during the year. Number three, the Committee on Christian Education Publications be formally known as the Committee on Mission to the, of Christian Education Publications. The BCO Chapter 1512, the editorial exchange. Four, that the WIC be highly commended for the generous support of the Youth Ministry Manual Project in 1977. Five, 5 at the 1979 Love Gift for Mission to the World, Special Church Building Project in Mexico and Ecuador be approved. Number 6, that the General Assembly approve the monthly publication of the PCA Messenger beginning in September in accordance with the original plan adopted by the 4th General Assembly, page 35, number 16. 7, that the Committee for CEP do the following during the coming year regarding the acronym Ministry Day. The CEP Committee further evaluate the operations of each of the NAPARC Assembly level. I thought another moderator was coming to get me. The acronym committees with a view toward establishing procedures in this area that are compatible with helpful and helpful to the particular needs and steps to the PCA. A CEP committee discussed with MUS and MPW the possibilities of coordination of PCA resources in meeting the actual needs in their areas of ministry. See that the CEP committee develop instruction resources and aid for the training of deacons, educating and motivating members of the PCA to Christian respond in these extraordinary to those corrections. The word these should be those, the bottom of 7:15. An extraordinary need, the poor, the orphan, and the widow, both within the church and in the world around them. D, a CEP committee emphasized the need for communication between local churches, presbyteries, and at the assembly level regarding needs, resources, and activities in the area of diaconal concern. E, that the CEP committee appoint 2 delegates to the NAPARC Conference on Diaconal Ministry to be held in October 1978 in Chattanooga. F, that the CEP committee encourage presbyteries and CCA to organize committees on diaconal concerns after the pattern of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church of the Christian Reformed Church for meeting the needs within the presbytery. D, that the CEP committee encourage local church diaconates to take advantage of the resources and examples of diaconal work mentioned in the report of the Subcommittee on Diaconal Ministry, page 408 and following, and consider the possibilities for both broadening and deepening the diaconal ministries of their particular churches. H, that the Assembly through the CEP committee exert more prayerful and perfect diligence in the election and ordination of qualified deacons by congregation. Eight, that Overture 6 in the 1965 General Assembly and Resolution Number 12 in the 1977 General Assembly be answered by Recommendation Number 7. It's a correction, a typographical error, referring back to Number 7 that has those ACH recommendations. Number 9, that the following changes be made on the Theological Subcommittee report on Uniform Curriculum. A, the reference page 706, 4, paragraph 5, the paragraph 5 read as follows. The following is the proposed Uniform Curriculum for Theological Education of PCA Ministerial Candidates. B, reference 707, 3, under 60, read letter of the subparagraph as follows. A, Biblical Theology. B, Principles of Interpretation. C, Biblical Criticism, Higher and Textual. D, Advanced Principles of Exegesis. Subpoints 1 and 2, Old Testament, New Testament. Let me say, gentlemen, as we read through this, we have underlined the points that we have added to the report that's in your handbook. That's what the underlining refers you to. The new material that we're giving you. Reference page 707, Doctrine 2, under Go, to read as follows, to provide from a Reformed perspective a sound basis for positive presentation of the Christian faith, as well as equipping the minister to deal with the anti-Christian Christians of thought in the various contemporary manifestations. D, reference page 707, Doctrine number 4, under Go, to read as follows, that the addition of Robert's Rules of Order be the Robert's Rules of Order newly revised. E, reference page 708, Practical Theology. Number 2, Go. The goal in this area of training is to develop a comprehensive understanding and application of the regulative principles of public worship and the basis of the place and practice of preaching within the biblical framework of public worship, as well as to equip the pastor or candidate to
to lead the congregation in public worship. Earth reference page 708, practical theology 4, subpoint A, to read Reformed theology of missions at home and abroad, B, reference page 708, practical theology 5, B, change to read applied counseling, parentheses, deontology, premarital, family crisis, etc., close parentheses. Eight, reference page 708, personal theology 6, day, change to read as follows. In the home and in the church, the training of Bible teachers for church-related ministries and the developing of spiritual gifts within the church. I, reference page 708, personal theology 7, go. After the words body life, add the scriptural reference, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Number 10, that the section on biblical education be approved. 11, that the section on Christian doctrine be approved. 12, that the section on practical theology be approved. 13, that the coordination and implementation plan be approved. Reference 4, part 4, is the following procedure. 1. That the Committee for Christian Education and Publications be authorized to work with the seminaries which the General Assembly endorses toward having them help coordinate the 3 plus 1 or 2 plus 2 programs, the seminary's requirements to the end of those advance a Master's Divinity degree to PCA candidates. 2. That the General Assembly authorized the establishment of a certification committee for the purpose of examining all the theological training programs operated by presbyteries of the PCA and the certified programs to grant certificates indicating satisfactory completion of the uniform curriculum according to its standards. This committee's membership is to be elected annually from the presbyteries of the approved programs having at least 1 year of tutorial training. Presbyteries are completely responsible for all trials relative to licensure and ordination of candidates to doctoral ministry. The committee shall make an annual report to the General Assembly to the CEP committee indicating 1. The degree of uniformity and the quality of instruction in the various presbyteries and seminaries. 2. An assessment of the educational strength of the program at the time the report is prepared. 3. An assessment of the educational weaknesses of the program at the time the report is prepared. And 4. What actions the General Assembly needs to take to safeguard or improve the quality of the program as an effective means to prepare candidates for the gospel ministry. This item answers the communication in teaching the Elder Richard Fraser. 3. That at least 2 years residence in approved seminaries or approved theological study centers, the full-time resident theologian or theologians be required in the approved curriculum. This is an initial recommendation to which the fully non-seminary 4-year tutorial program may be added as the church matures in its ability to properly execute the educational task. 4. That the uniform curriculum as adopted by the General Assembly be understood as that which is intended by the word, quote, an approved course of theological studies, unquote, as found in 22-4 of the Book of Church Order, page 32. 5. That since the purpose of training is to equip men for their task and not simply show a record of having taken certain courses of study, an individual may request a comprehensive examination demonstrate his competence in any particular course of study, which is satisfactorily passed, may stand in lieu of studying the prescribed material. 6. This is all new. That the Subcommittee on Theological Education be continued for 1 year, and that it be authorized to give preliminary approval to presbytery training programs, so that presbyteries may be able to elect representatives to the certification committee and to evaluate this uniform curriculum in theological education in the light of information secured from existing seminars, theological centers, and educational models already drawn by accrediting agencies and sister denominations. 14. But March 5-7, 1979, and the alternate dates of March 12-14, 1979,
to approve for the 4th Annual Ministers Continuing Education Conference. 15, that all presbytery sessions members, just the topographical error, to the presbytery sessions on members of the PCA, be encouraged to make full use of the program materials and counsel of the committee and staff of the CDC committee, and that the General Assembly recognize early the Church of Jesus Christ as the body of Christ, Ephesians 22 and 23, numbering all the elect, 1 Corinthians 1, 2 and 12, 12, who are called out, 2 to 2, 9, for the purpose of gathering, Matthew 28, 16 to 20, and perfection of the faith, Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. B. Christian education is based on the covenant of grace, wherein God has revealed himself, Genesis 1, 1, and progressively reveals himself with the commandment to teach others. Genesis 17, 17, Deuteronomy 4, 5, 9, 10, and 14, Deuteronomy 6, 6, and following, Leviticus 10, 9 to 11, Matthew 28, 16 to 20, Acts 1, 6 to 8, so that men may know God, John 14, 6 and 7, so that men may know why they live, Deuteronomy 6, 1 to 9, and 20 to 25, 1 Samuel 3, 7 to 9, and so that men may spread the truth, 2 Timothy 15, Matthew 24, 35, 1 Peter 1, 24 and 25, to all the nations, Matthew 28, 19, and following. The Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ includes making disciples of all nations, Matthew 28, 19, and teaching them to observe all that he has commanded, Matthew 28, 20. In view of the nature of the church, this is the biblical basis of Christian education and the nature of the Great Commission, as well as the figures below, the General Assembly exhorts, and here the type of flesh out part of our report. I'm going to read this more slowly. If you want to write it down, it's fine. If not, it's fine too. Exhort through the Committee on Stewardship and the Committee on Administration, the Presbytery and Congregation to support the designated givers, the CEMP Committee, possesses assigned responsibilities from the General Assembly. I'll read it again. The General Assembly exhorts to the Committee on Stewardship, the Committee on Administration, the Presbyteries and Congregations to support the designated given the CE and P committees assigned responsibilities from the General Assembly. These are the figures below. One, a $570,000 budget for 1978. Means a $46,000 monthly need. The no, $21,000 was received. There was a $16,000 need in June, and it received $7,500. Each month there is a $20,000 office rent and expense and salary. That was left out of the report. The salary office expense comes to approximately $20,000 monthly. There is a $3,200 monthly assessment against the funds of this committee for the stewardship and foundation. The two men, the committees of the 21-man curriculum study committee are $6,500. 1977 General Assembly cost this committee $13,000 as against $5,000 the year before. They budgeted $5,000, but the actual bill when it came in was for $8,000 more. E, that the General Assembly through the Stewardship Committee and Committee on Administration report to the next General Assembly in the most
B. That the scripture references given on page 703
Ephesians 6, 1-4, Colossians 3, 20 and 21, and page 704, Leviticus 10, 11, Deuteronomy 17, 10 and 11, 2 Chronicles 15, 3, and Ezra 7, 25 and 26, all be written out and included in the report. 17, that the General Assembly approve the statement on federal aid and control in Roman numeral 3, part 2 of the CEP report, assigned by the 5th General Assembly with the following changes. Page 705, the top paragraph, line 5, to read as follows, the distinctive character of Christian schools, that
terminates the part
that's already there, then the added part, recognizing that student
aid, especially loans,
from a secular institution may raise questions of individual conscience, the General Assembly urges each student, in consultation with his parents,
to search out
the biblical principles which may apply in his to his specific situation. B, page 705, top paragraph, line 7, to read as follows. Following the words in this area, furthermore, the church must be aware of her responsibility in promoting the advancement of higher Christian education to the various forms of student aid. 18, that the General Assembly approve the statement on Covenant College philosophy of education as being consistent with our faith and life as contained in 3, part 3 of the CEP report assigned by the 5th General Assembly. 19, that the General Assembly instruct the Committee on Administration to draft and present to the General Assembly secretaries and sessions of the PCA guidelines and procedures for the consideration, the evaluation is the word, not education, evaluation and adoption of budget. Roman numeral 4, the audit report was read. The following letter is the statement of the auditor. And it, there, Mr. Moderator, do I have to read that too? No objection from the court. Is objection from the court? Fair amount of expense for reading that portion. Mr. Mellors, move to presenting your report. I would like to if you simply state the item by number and reference without rereading unless the court requests it. Thank you, sir. Number 6, thank you, Mr. Moderator. Number 16.
Might be recognized.
John Sartell, elder from Covenant Presbytery. I've listened to the Christian Education Committee of Commissioners report. I have heard nothing from the final approval, concerning the final approval of our joint venture with Covenant College. If you look at the top of page 712, that was that before this assembly the other evening, you'll read that it says Christian Education Subcommittee on Covenant College amendment and changes to be recommended to CEP Committee of Commissioners. Mr. Moderator, the other evening, we noticed that this was said at the top of the page. The study clerk, when he was asked about this on the floor of the assembly, said that we should work this out the best that we can so that it would come back to the assembly. The person who presented this to the assembly that evening said not the same thing. Now, where are you?
I would like to somebody to
explain to me where we are in this business of joint venture with Covenant College. I'd ask Mr. Miller to respond to that
question.
Moderator, I was not aware of the heading of this report the other night. It is a typographical error. It is not our intention to mislead the assembly
I would say that the matters of the report were presented and recommended for assembly action, not for CEC Committee of Commissioners action. The stated choice that the moderator would have to rule on the propriety of reconsidering these recommendations if the position of our committee, the assembly, has dealt with it. But it is not, and frankly, brethren, if somebody is misled in this, I will move for reconsideration. If that's what you want.
I understood it
and certainly stated to the assembly what I understood that top line to be saying, that we were going to perfect it and then I would come back to the code of report.
And I think it should be at least subject to reconsideration, even though this is 2 days late.
Mr. Moderator, I would ask for a ruling concerning the
there is some misunderstanding on the floor about it.
And some people definitely misunderstood what was happening last evening concerning this.
Thank you. Let me have you speak of Mark 14, Mr. Lillian.
Perhaps this would clarify, I would hope, as has been mentioned, the recommendations that came to the assembly on Tuesday evening, were those recommendations brought to the assembly by the Committee of Commissioners. Carried out, that would be a part of the report of the Committee of Commissioners. We needed to have the concurrence of the assembly on those particular items so that it could be referred to the RTCES prior to our coming to the assembly with a final report. The Stupid Mark 13 is recognized.
It's not the problem that I see is that the clerk said something different and I was not corrected by the term.
And I think that the understanding of the chairman was what Mr. Bender has just said, but I made a mistake when I said that I thought we were only perfecting it and it would come back. And I think there is a ground for real confusion here, and it comes from the clerk there.
And
I didn't understand where we were on it, and I think that it's subject to being
reopened if there is something they want to do.
Well, the question is, what Mr. Williamson is suggesting, it could come up after the end of this report when we move into the report as a whole, but it does, the point is that we are beyond time for reconsideration. You're supposed to reconsider either
at that time
or the next succeeding day. I think it should be eligible for reconsideration
even today,
even though it's beyond the normal time for reconsideration. That's all I would advocate, is that it be eligible for reconsideration today.
Councilor? Down more country Georgia Presbyterian. So I voted for this. I move that we reconsider it.
I second the motion, Mr. Moderator.
So if I may speak,
I
feel very sorry that it should be approved, but I feel also that all the brethren should be satisfied that they've had their report. Therefore, I urge the brethren to adopt this motion for reconsideration.
Speaker Mark 16 is recognized.
Mr. Moderator, this is part 18 on page 722. At that time, we discussed and appeared to appear the philosophy of the Covenant College and the philosophy of education. This is the point. We reject the philosophy of education. Many are in fact rejecting the support of Covenant College.
Not necessarily,
Doctor.
The
chairman rose the point of order.
Good night.
16 is recognized.
Mr. Moderator, Don Hopper, Grace Presbyter.
I believe the city clerk has already ruled that reconsideration is too late an action, but the proper choice for this is in the removal of the report as a whole.
Mr. Moderator, I was speaking to the contrary. I tell you that
the rules,
the ordinary rules, tell you that the reconsideration should be taken only the next day.
But because of our error,
it seems to me that we ought to allow reconsideration today,
even though it's one day beyond the normal time frame. I do not make the rules, though the moderator makes the rules.
Mr. Moderator, should not the proclamation be that the rules be suspended in order to allow for reconsideration?
Dr. Moore, you accept that?
any objection from the court? If not. Two-thirds that were applied last night. Mr. Moderator, to suspend the duly required two-thirds. They do not in this case require two-thirds of the total enrollment.
That is a specific rule about suspending
the specific rule of the assembly,
but
ordinary rather to two-thirds
of the voting members here.
The matter before the court now is the subject to reconsider. That's the matter before the court. We'll now submit the votes of the court
on suspension,
and the other side is two-thirds vote. As those in the hall for this motion to trial. And I put the vote to you. All those in favor of suspending the rules, please raise your right hand. Okay. All those opposed, please raise your right hand. The moderator will rule that we have a two-thirds in favor of the motion of charge. Mr. Moderator, I would recommend that if you're going to reconsider, that it ought to be taken up in the proper place. In other words, you can go ahead and finish the motion and to move to reconsider, but it's going to be taken up after you've got your philosophy and so forth. This sounds to be in order, and if there's no objection in the court, you'll handle the matter in this way. You do need to take the vote on whether we will reconsider.
You voted
on it. Okay. Now, the matter of reconsideration is before the court. All those in favor of reconsideration, please vote by showing aye. All those opposed by showing no. The moderator is in doubt. Speak up, my turn is off and on. I feel it either. I'm not supposed to vote because of a point raised in the back. I detest the result, so.
In my little apologize,
it's not recognized, it's true, but not succeeding, and I recognize, sir. No, I may be speak to reconsider those through myself. Thank you. The top of page 712 that I read just a few minutes ago, I hope you'll look at it. Many people were made to understand that this was to go to the Committee of Commissioners and come back then to the floor of the Assembly. Who just said the Fish Education Committee report read but does not come back? I think that you can call this a topographical error, but it's a major point. There are many people misunderstood it, but I think it would only be fair that we look seriously at whether we were for or against it to reconsider in this matter. Thank you, sir. I'm sure the truth of my turn is up and I. Mr. Monroe, the cause that I don't really know the sense of court, the first of if I might explain, I think to the building that happened in this procedurally, I was the secretary of the subcommittee, and I wrote out these recommendations and gave them to the secretary of the full committee. And I believe that in the full committee approved these changes as they are written, and they became the full committee's recommendations for change to the permanent committee's recommendations. But as I gave this report to the secretary of the full committee, it included my notation that it was a subcommittee report, and that was just taken by the typist in case I found it determined that it was. I agree that he should reconsider the motion to take him here, and that it's a procedure to spoke on our part, my part. The truth that my performance so soon is right now. Mr. Moderator, that Von Hartelow Joe Secretary, I apologize for speaking again, but I think that the Assembly should realize that it should be urged to vote for reconsideration, because if this motion is voted down, then the court as a whole is new, we will not be able to debate this matter. You are corrupted. We are still discussing the matter for reconsideration. Are you ready to vote on this matter? All in favor of voting on this matter at this time, please indicate by saying aye. All opposed, no. The ayes have it. Only a majority vote required in this case. All in favor of reconsideration of this matter, please say aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries. And now, Mr. Moderator, you have ruled that this would come up the right point in the report. It will be generally considered at that point.
At what point in the report would this be, Mr. Clerk, so everybody can understand?
Mr. Chairman,
you have to move
the Mr. Moderator, after point 18, I believe.
Come after point 18.
After 18. Okay. I just wanted to say, I can't understand, just say that there's been so much confusion on this matter, and I ran into Alroy, and I'm glad to get the call back. Mr. Moderator, you have to say to me, Mr. Moderator, do I have to read that again, since it was read here tonight?
No.
It is, no, sir.
Thank you. I heard everybody but the moderator, that's why I read
it. Well, thank you, sir.
We have already got the recommendation 1 and move recommendation 2.
The speaker, microphone 11, is just an eye.
At this time, like the events that said before, I don't believe we really got the recommendation number 1 because it was inappropriate to do
all this. So that's
it. So we were interrupted at that time. So we were back around, Mr. Mellick, here we are.
And we got recommendation number 1.
There are no question or objection. I've got a question for Vicky. I think it's a bad precedent to use the word exception because exception should be reported in the report of the Committee of Commissioners. If they were so noted as a notation, they could accept it. Yeah, correct, sir.
Mr. Chairman, will you
accept this correction, sir? There would be an order of
I think
the difference is that there are some things that are real content that are exceptions. Other minor matters that don't have to be printed in the minutes are notations.
Right.
Were these notations or exceptions?
These are notations.
Okay. If you return the report accordingly, now, is there any discussion on item 1 that's now before you for approval? Do you just speak to item 1, sir? Okay. Hearing none, third, and move recommendation 2. Recommendation 2 is now before you. To speak at microphone 16 is recognized. Von Hathaway, Joe Secretary, I move a final amendment to recommendation number 2, page 715, line 3, by striking the word, quote, for 1979, end of quote. I get a second, I speak for it. Is there a second? The motion is seconded to proceed to the final order, Mr. Moderator. Point of order has been raised. Would you please state your point of order?
The point of order is that it is required by the rules of the General Assembly that a coordinator be elected annually. And that's what this provides for.
Mr. Moderator, 4-1979 is contrary to past adoption of this recommendation. It has been the practice of this assembly to adopt from assembly to assembly, not for stated rule.
Thank you. The motion is in order, Mr. Chair, the court discussion. Mr. Miller, would you like to respond to this?
I recognize that we're out of order and I respect the amendment.
Is there any objection to this change in report? The Speaker might spoke to his recognized.
Mr. Miller, I'll tell you what you're going to Senator Elsa, but not just to handle order totally.
Hearing no objection from the court to handle this matter, you now have before you item 2. Of the report of the Committee of Commissioners in case the United States and publication as presented by the Committee of Commissioners. All in favor, go to the number saying aye. Opposed, no. Third. I move recommendation number 3, Mr. Moderator. The Speaker of my church is recognized.
Mr. Moderator, look to us, no longer follows us.
I move to make an auditorial phone call to the stop for $15 win.
How is this? I'm not through.
Who's that, Mr. Murray? $15 win. Call him fraud.
Well, apparently, the Medicare came with no objection. Thank you. The Speaker of my turn is recognized.
Mr. Murray, the time's out of hand, sent to Florida. I move a substitute motion. But recommendation on the Senate Committee of Commissioners of Christian Education Publication read as follows. That the Committee on Christian Education and Publications is formally known as the Committee on Mission to the Church, and that the Book of Church Order 15-1-12 be editorially seen. Can I just second? I'd like to speak to that person.
Is there a second to the substitute motion?
Possibly the motion, sir.
As you've already heard this morning, there's been some discussion on the purpose of the Christian Education Publication Committee. We've already heard on the floor of this assembly in a previous day.
My understanding of the church is that it is the covenant people of our holy God. That the mission to the world and mission to the U.S. committee are primarily outreach. Ministries, missions to the lost people of the world in terms of evangelization and church planting and follow-up. And that both of these committees, once the churches have been planted and local rulers and leaders have been elected, that those committees' responsibilities to the churches then creep. And that it is that point that I believe that the Christian Education Committee has its mission to the established church. In terms of teaching them for the rest of their Christian life how they are to know, understand, and obey the law of God. Romans 8:29 teaches that we're predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, and that this is a lifelong process. And I think that mission to the church more clearly designates the mission of this committee in ministering to the established church once the other two committees have established their work. Thank you. Maybe I have a copy of that substitute motion, please. It seems that microphone 11 is recognized, Mr. Moderator. You may I make an observation that whatever, if you decide to change the name, that you will not be able to make an editorial change in the Book of Church Order. The only way you can amend the Book of Church Order is by the assembly voting it, sending it down to presbyters, and coming back to another assembly.
Mike 11.
Mr. Moderator, Frank Barker, Ranger, I believe that the clearer something is named, the better shape we're in. And I think the idea of changing into Christian education and publication was in the interest of clarifying to the denomination the actual work that it does. And the idea of just saying mission to the church is such a broad thing that I think it just confuses the issue, and I would be against this amendment.
Speaker, microphone
15 is recognized. Already, they're declining the affairs of the Secretary. I would also speak against the Secretary's amendment on the grounds that it unduly limits the activities of the System Education Committee, which ought also, I suppose, to publish evangelistic materials, as well as materials directed only toward those already in the church. He says that my 13 is recognized. He acts too far against him. I want to call for the question, sir.
That the Committee on Christian Education and Public Relations be formally known as the Committee on Missions of the Church, under the Church Order, Chapter 15, Verse 112, be editorially changed.
All those in favor of the substitute motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Aye.
Motion carried, okay.
Number 3,
Actually, I just hadn't clarified. Number 3 was up for discussion.
The suit of Mark 9 is recognized. I'm trying to tell you, I think that you're the testator. I'd like to move the substitute motion. I move that item number 2 in the Committee of Commissioners' Report on Christian Education and Publications be deleted.
Then
second, Mr. Suit, Mr. Moderator, can I ask a question in the way of a point of order? Your motion. This has the effect of a negative vote. We've done this before in this assembly, and I bit my tongue, but since it's my report right now, our committee's report, I won't bite it anymore. But I think that you are the series of order, this is out of order. The reason that it has the effect of a negative vote against the motion. I call for losing my parliamentarian on that. I've been standing for some time, so I apologize.
Okay.
Church of Malcolm County, Jack and I.
I'm also in the negative, an agreement of the previous speaker, if you want to call a policy speaker.
Mr. Moderator, I want to move an amendment if I may, please. Mr. Moderator, I move that, and I haven't got it.
What is your amendment, sir?
The auditorial change, but this amendment to the Book of Church Order be passed on to the presbytery for their advice and consent. The amendment has been seconded. It is now open for discussion. The inscription amendment is
no, sir. I was going to stick to the previous motion.
Mr. Moderator, if you don't stick to the amendment, then I would judge the motion as unconstitutional.
Microphone 15 is recognized. Call for the question on the amendment. The question is going to call for an amendment. All in favor calling the question, please say aye. Opposed, no. The question is now before you on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment is stated by the security clerk. Please say aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries.
The Speaker, Mark 14 is recognized.
No, let the office, Mr. Presbyter. Is it in order for us to address the motion as now amended?
It is.
I wish to speak in favor of the motion.
And perhaps it might not be a Bible word, but it must certainly be a Bible concept that we had before. And to be consistent, if it should not be used with the CEMT committee, it should not also be used with the Mission to the World and the Mission to the U.S. For indeed, the Christian Education Committee has a mission, and it is biblical, and it should be expressed in such a way that our denomination understands it to be so.
The secret microphone 10 is walking out here.
I wish to speak on the amendment and on the blind scroll, and on the blind set the first. One of the reasons my church came out of the United Presbyterian Church is that they used the word mission on every activity that was carried on, not the extension of the gospel to the world, to the United States, but if you went to Presbyterian, it was mission. And I strongly object to the use of the word mission in the internal edification of our church through the Christian Education and Publication Committee.
The Speaker, Microphone 13 is recognized.
I'm also in opposition to someone call it.
You wish to speak for again.
You may proceed, sir.
The Speaker, Microphone 9 is recognized.
Thanks, Senator. I think I did the first of all. I apologize to the first for making my previous substitute motion in the negative. I try to make this one positive. I move that we retain the present name of our permanent committee as the Christian Education and Publication Committee. Is that not what that doesn't work?
Good job. The secret microphone 11 is recognized. Thank Dr. Evangel, I call for the question. The question is in call for. All in favor of calling for the question, please indicate by saying aye. Opposed, no. The question is now before you, the section 3 as amended. You discussed this so long, do you care to have any reasoning?
Okay.
All right, all in favor of the motion as amended, please indicate it by saying aye. Opposed, no. Motion. Okay, not 13. I'll attest that it is our tradition on the floor of this assembly that the chairman of the Committee of Commissioners be allowed to address this motion before we vote.
Thank you. We're going to take a sign in and I'll ask for a picture of that.
So, Mr. Bennett, would you care to
this is moderator? We have voted. The floor seems to be in doubt on the vote. I think it would be inappropriate for me to speak at this time. I think the moderator needs to clarify the vote, and that's the only matter that can properly come.
Okay. We'll proceed with the vote, and those in favor of the motion structure.
That's
awesome. Reverend Moore was saying if he wanted to speak, he'd have to speak before the vote. He understands that. He's just, that's not quite a speaker. Is that right, Mr. Miller? That's right. That's what I understood. That's right. Mr. Miller, the question has been raised of me of the making of the constitutional amendment. The way the Book of Church Order reads is that approval of the Book of Church Order amendment, approval of the proposed amendment by the majority of those present and voting in the General Assembly. It will take the advice and consent of 2/3 of the presbyters and then have to be approved and then acted by a subsequent General Assembly by a majority of those present and voting. Okay, you're saying that a majority vote is required of those present here now? Let the Committee on Christian Education and Publications be formally known as the Committee on Mission of Christian Education and Publications. But at that point, what we have written in the paper should be amended by deleting the editorial exchange and add, and that this amendment to the Book of Church Order be passed down to the presbyteries for their advice and consent. To vote on the motion as amended, and I ask all those in favor of the amended motion to please indicate so by raising your hands, please. Hold your hands down. All those opposed, same sign. The moderator will read that the motion is passed. I move number 4, Mr. Moderator. Proceed. Move number 4, sir. Number 4 is now before you. There's any discussion or question? Very none. It's approved. Move number 5. Number 5. Microphone 16. Mississippi Valley. Mr. Miller, I would ask for just a little bit of elaboration on the law of gifts, and I'd like to ask perhaps someone from Mr. Miller to tell us if the building project involves loans and if those loans involve interest. Mr. Miller, would you hear the question list of the world committee, so I don't know the answer to this, but I'm sure they do. Would you care to call on someone from that committee to respond for them right here? Sure, I'd be glad for anybody from that committee to respond. Will you tell you the media question again, sir?
I was asking in regard to the law gift for 1971, if the building project...
Can you see your feet louder so we can hear you?
I was asking if the law gift for 1971 involved loans for building projects, and if those loans did involve interest.
Sorry, but I cannot answer your question. Is anyone here?
Mr. Senator Small, now 13, please.
Mr. Miller, Senator Small from North Atlanta Presbytery, our original plan for this fund was to handle it much like the 5 and 5 campaign is being handled for the churches here at home. But I understand that, that this is not the way it was approved by the Christian Education Committee. The gift will be set up to be used for churches in Mexico and Ecuador quickly as a gift.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Microphone cut off.
Well, thank you, Dave, thank you, Paul. I would like to move a substitute.
Motion.
I said, the General Assembly directs the Permanent Committee on CE&T to select another NPW project for 1979 Lovebrook that does not include Mexico and report back to this meeting of the General Assembly. Is there a second to this motion? Motion been seconded. Let us second it. All right. My objection is not to Mexico. I served on the committee of commissioners for Mission to the World and observed that there was quite a bit of debate concerning the way missionaries get into Mexico. Now that's not the issue of my debate here. The concern was that some of the churches would have as a matter of conscience some question about supporting a love yet. If Mexico is included. That would mean then that on this issue there could not be full support across the General Assembly for the desire of the NPW and the Christian Education Committee. The proper way to do this, if this is what the Assembly wishes, is to report back to NPW. The CEP Committee does not select the love gift object. It simply reports it. I was never sure why we did, but that's the way we do it. But this committee just reports to the Assembly whatever the other program committee recommends. And so if you want Mexico eliminated or something like this, that has to go back to NPW, and then back to CDP. That would be the proper way to do it. Do you have a copy of the substitute motion? Discussing the substitute motion, and I'll ask the clerk to read it to you so you all understand what we are discussing here.
That the General Assembly directs the Permanent Committee on Christian Education and Publication to select another Mission to the World project, the 1979 Last Book, that does not include Mexico, and report back to this meeting of the General Assembly.
The speaker now becomes Sergeant Jeff and I. I would like to, through the moderator, if I may, direct a question to the Mr. Cohn, who made this motion, motion. Would he please elaborate why Mexico should be eliminated for the benefit of us that's in the ballot? Mr. Cohn, will you respond to this question? Say it again. The concern really is not the need in Mexico for buildings. It is that we would bind the consciences of some churches who would question that all our missionaries get into Mexico and hence could not fully support the love gift if they desire to do so. Now, my concern again is not the question that the NPW is doing in advising for missionaries getting into Mexico. There was no recommendation from the Mission to the Royal Committee of Commissioners regarding that issue. The concern really is binding the consciences of pastors, sessions, and churches whether only partial support would be given to the 79 that yet if they desired to support it. Does that answer your question, sir?
No, sir, I'm afraid not. If my passion could be banned, I would like to know why. What is the problem with getting into Mexico?
I too did not see the situation. And that's what I'm thinking of.
That the NPW is doing in advising their missionaries getting into Mexico. There was no recommendation from the Mission to the World Committee of Commissioners regarding that issue.
The concern really is binding the consciences of pastors, sessions, and churches
so that only partial support would be given to the 79 love gifts if they desired to support it. Does that answer your question, sir?
No, sir, I'm afraid not. If my conscience could be bound, I would like to know why. What is the problem with getting into Mexico? I plead ignorance to this situation, and that's what I am seeking an answer to.
Mr. Stone,
I guess what I have done is opened up one of the elected moderators' terms of Rome.
You cannot allow a missionary, or that is, Mexico will not allow a missionary to come into Mexico as a missionary. Now, there is some question as to whether a tourist visa is on the same basis that a tourist visa in the United States is. And one of the answers that was given by the permanent committee is that there is a different definition for tourist visa. Now, that wasn't fully drawn out by legal documents and so on. That's not all the committee of commissioners were satisfied with our explanation. And reading that lack of satisfaction would indicate to me that there would be others who would have the same question, and hence this would come back again to love death.
The speaker, Mike 14, is up in a minute.
I'd like to urge this General Assembly to swiftly deal with this and reject it. Unless you feel that you could also bring Joshua to the floor and launch his methods for being a spy, and then 45 years later, send him in some other spies, and then the Holy Scripture is certainly commended a liar named Rahab. You had to be quite self-conscious to get the job done. And I don't believe that I'm not going to try to defend Rahab, but I think sometimes to get the job done, we're going to have to be wise or serpent. And my conscience is not bound, and I praise God for what they're doing in Mexico.
Thank you, Dr. Archie.
The Speaker, Mike 11, is recognized. And Dr. Archie, thank you for the question. Okay, the question we're going to call for the amendment to substitute, I beg your pardon, to item 5. All those in favor calling for the question, please say aye. Those no. All those in favor of the substitute motion, please say aye. Opposed, no. Substitute motion fails. You now have the motion before you as presented by the committee. Questions in call for? All in favor of calling for the question, say aye. All opposed, no. All in favor of item 5 is presented by the committee. Please indicate by raising your right hand. Hands down. All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
I'm with number 6, Mr. Moderator.
Speaker, Mike 11 is recognized. Mr. Moderator, Tom Leppard, Evangel Presbyterian. Because of the nature of the financial problems which have been alluded to by the chairman, I would like to ask the question, that is, do we have the cost figures or some type of schedule to present regarding the cost of the monthly publication of the PCA Messenger and any future plans for expansion of this role?
Mr. Moderator, the last issue was 22,000 copies and it cost $5,500.
The mailing list has grown to 24,000, so that is not an exact figure, but that tells you the area we're in.
Okay. The speaker at Mike 15 is recognized. George Gully, Grace Presbytery. I move that Recommendation 6 be amended to add the following sentence: that the PCA Messenger be authorized to accept paid advertisements at the discretion of the editor
and apply such revenues to the cost of publication. Anything in the original plan of the 4th General Assembly, page 85, number 16, notwithstanding.
The motion has been made and seconded. Excuse a minute, the stated clerk has some information for us, if you'll bear with us.
Wait until we finish this one.
Okay. You may proceed, sir. It's been seconded.